The same company that owns the Opryland Convention Center announced Wednesday its plan to build a $90 million water park next door. And while it's likely to bring a tidal wave of tax revenue, it's not primarily for Nashville residents, WPLN's Mayor Benight reports.
The park is being called Soundwaves, and renderings show it'll be more than 200,000 square feet of inside and outside water park, complete with slides, rivers, a wave pool, a rock climbing wall, and bars. Not sandbars, alcohol bars. They describe it as the country's first luxury water park, and attaching it to the convention center means Nashville can start competing with cities like Orlando, where people come for work but often bring their family too. Nashville Mayor Megan Berry says it's a lucrative crowd.
Because when they extend their stay and they extend their time, they also spend more money.
But Nashville residents should probably put away their swimsuits. The park will be restricted to hotel guests only.
This is about generating new customers that come from outside of Nashville.
That's Colin Reed, chairman and chief executive of Ryman Hospitality, Opryland's owner. The park is slated to open in 2018, and it's expected to generate about 700 full-time jobs and pull in $4.6 million a year in state and local tax revenue. As far as incentives, Ryman is asking for a freeze on its property taxes for the next 8 years. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mara Benight.